Okay, first of all, good evening. Thank you for coming. I know that it is raining, and that's why I even appreciate more the fact that you came. We've been talking about the Vilna Gaon, also known as the Gra, the last few weeks. And tonight actually is going to be our last shiur about the Gra. And I want to speak about this, right? This is the Siddur Ezer Eliyahu al pi Nusach HaGra, right? This is the Siddur based on the Nusach of the Gra, the rite, R-I-T-E, of the Gra. This version that I have of the Siddur al pi the Gra came out from Tavshin Samach Dalid, that's 2004. This is the third edition of this Siddur. The first edition of this particular Siddur, the Ezer Eliyahu, came out in 1998. Okay, so 1998 is not that long ago. I remember 1998. Hey, many of us probably remember 1998. So that's when this Siddur came out. Now, having a Siddur al pi Nusach HaGra, and there's many interesting things in this Siddur. You go through the Siddur and you see a lot of really interesting things that we could discuss just as a matter of halacha and a matter of liturgy, etc., just to give you a few of them. And the list that I'm taking, actually, was put together by Rabbi Saraya Dablitsky. Rabbi Saraya Dablitsky is a Rav in Bnei Brak. He's like one of the head honcho chief guys, as you say. He's like from the Gedolim. He is an expert on the Gra. And Reb Saraya Dablitsky came out in 1972 with an edition of a previous version of the Siddur HaGra. And in the back of that version, he has a little book called Zeh HaSholchan, where he gives you a list of all of the interesting and unusual things that the Gra did in davening. Now, this first Siddur HaGra that came out before Reb Saraya Dablitsky, this first Siddur HaGra that came out before 1998, came out by Reb Naftali Hertz Halevi, who was the Rav in Yafo, who was the predecessor of Rav Kook in Yafo. No? Rav Kook was the Rav in Yafo, and that's why Rav Kook was involved in the Heter Mechira that we've been speaking about this summer in other contexts. Rav Kook had a predecessor, Rav Naftali Peretz Halevi, who was the Rav in Yafo. And he also came out with an edition of the Siddur HaGra based on the Ksav Yad. So there is a manuscript of the Gra on Tefillah. Now, this manuscript of the Gra on Tefillah has two parts. It has a part of Chelek HaNigla, revealed Torah, and a part of Chelek HaNistar, the concealed, hidden Torah. Right? That is also in this manuscript, two parts of the Siddur HaGra. Naftali Hertz Halevi works very hard on trying to find both halachic and Kabbalistic explanations for all of the things in the Siddur. But basically what we have over here, right, in the Siddur HaGra, this one, right, from Naftali Hertz Halevi and the 1972 update from Rabbi Dablitsky, and this one that came out in 1998, is a Nusach HaGra. And there are certain interesting things about Nusach HaGra. So to understand what's interesting about Nusach HaGra, what we have to do, kind of, is tell you about Nusach HaTefillah, very general. We know that there are different siddurim that you could daven, you could have. You could daven Nusach Ashkenaz. You could daven Nusach Sfarad. You could daven Nusach Ashkenaz from a Redelheim Sfas MS, and on the bottom you'll see that in Frankfurt am Main we say it like this. Apparently in the rest of the world they don't say V'yismuchu v'cha Yisrael el havei shemecha, right? They say other words, right? Nusach HaTefillah basically is the study of individual words, right? Fundamentally, there isn't that much of a difference between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad. even the Nusach Sfar that we call, which is the way Hasidim daven, right, and it's supposed to be based on the Spanish Nusach of the Sfar Adim, it's not really based on that, but ultimately, push comes to shove, 95% of everything is all the same across the board. And there are little differences in a word here and a word there. And the Gros Nusach also just has little differences, a word here and a word there. Some of these little differences that the Gra has, or most of them, are based on halachic reasoning. For example, one difference that the Gra has is that you say Asher Yatzar in the morning. We're just starting from the beginning of davening, and we'll give a few examples going forward, and then we'll try to put some of this into context. You say Asher Yatzar in the morning, then you say Elokai Neshama. Now, why is the Gra making a big deal about that? The Gra is making a big deal about that because there are two different versions of how you davened. Some would say Asher Yatzar followed by Elokai Neshama, but that was the minhag in Ashkenaz in Western Europe. The minhag in Poland was that you would say Birchas HaTorah between Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama. That was the minhag in Poland. The Gra says Minhag Ashkenaz is the correct Minhag. Now, the Gra doesn't just say Minhag Ashkenaz is correct. He gives some halachic reasoning. The bracha of Elokai Neshama does not open with the word Baruch. Right? It just opens Elokai Neshama. And the question is, how come it opens that way? So the answer that the Gra says is that it's supposed to be Smucha L'Chaverita. It's supposed to be next to a bracha that begins with the word Baruch. So Asher Yatzar finishes off with Baruch Ata Hashem, right? What?
Yeah.
Right, Mafila Asos. So also Elokai Neshama is going to open up without Baruch because it's Smucha L'Chaverita. That's what the Gra argues as a halachic reasoning. This is found in the book Maisa Rav, which are practices of the Gra that came out by his students. Now, the Gra had certain things which he didn't do that others did. The Gra would not make certain brachos, according to tradition. The brach of Hanosein LaYaif Koach, according to the Maisa Rav, the Gra did not recite. Why not? Because it's not found in Talmud Bavli. The Gra felt we only recite brachos that are found in Babylonian Talmud. If I open up the Siddur HaGra that the Rav of Yavrim, Naftali Herz HaLevi, came out with, I'll see the bracha of Hanosin Le'ev Koach there in the Gra's Ksav Yad. So what does that mean? Right? If the Gra didn't say it, how come the bracha's in his Siddur? So the answer probably is that what? Everyone else said it. In other words, the Gra recognized that I, Elijah Kramer of Vilna, do certain weird things that other people don't do. Right? So, for me, right, I'm not, and the Maaser Rav, the students jot down notes. Okay, Gra didn't recite this, but it's in his Siddur. Why? Because everyone else recited Hanosein LaYaif Koach. Now, there is some question as to whether the Gra would recite a bracha in the morning of Shelo Asani Goy, whether he'd recite a bracha in the morning of Sha'asani Yisrael. That is a textual issue. The Gemara, the end of Menachos, the Gra says that in the manuscript of the Gemara says Sha'asani Yisrael. We know that that's not correct. We know that really said Shelo Asani Goy, but the reality is that the Gra actually said Shelo Asani Goy. This Sha'asani Yisrael, even though it appears in Bir HaGra, is not what he did. That's probably because the Bir HaGra was written before the Gra was 40 years old, and he changed his mind later on in life. These are all ideas that we've been speaking about. The Gra in the morning, we have the bracha of Mekadesh Shmo Barabim, or Mekadesh Shemcha Barabim. The Gra would recite that bracha with Shem Umalchus, right? Most people say it with God's name, without God's name. I don't know. I'm not there by davening at this point, usually. But when most people say it with God's name, without God's name, so I'm not sure. I say without God's name. The Nusach Harisa that I use, God's name isn't there. The Gra would say it with God's name, even though it's not found in Talmud Bavli, but it is found in Talmud Yerushalmi, and the Gra felt that all of Talmud is one big unit, and a bracha that's found in the Yerushalmi, the Gra would recite with God's name. Therefore, when your son becomes a bar mitzvah, you recite Baruch Shepatarani Me Anshol Shel Zeh. The Gra would recite that with God's name, because that is in the Midrashim. The Gra felt that you need a source, but the source doesn't have to be Talmud Bavli, like what we spoke about in terms of the way the Gra learned Halacha. All of Talmudic literature is one unit for the Gra, and if I have a source somewhere, that's good enough. There are many issues about the Gra, and we got to figure out what's going on here. So let's talk about Nusach HaTefillah briefly. Nusach Ashkenaz was the standard Nusach that was prayed. The Nusach Ashkenaz that was prayed, that people used in Western Europe, let's say, that Nusach Ashkenaz has origins all the way back to the Sidurim of Reb Amram Gon, followed by the Machzor Vitri, etc., followed by Maharam of Wittenberg. There's a very long line. But as Jews moved to different areas, and the Jews spread from Ashkenaz to Poland, certain minor, very minor changes crept in. What the Gra is doing in this Siddur is he is favoring Nusach Ashkenaz over Nusach Poland. Right? As Eastern Europe spreads to, as Western Europe moves to Eastern Europe, and the certain words change in davening, minor little things, you see this sometimes in the Slichos. There's Slichos Minig Lita, Slichos Minig Poland, right? The Gra basically is saying, I follow the text that they did in Ashkenaz. That's the basic issue of the Gra. It's not so exciting. It really isn't. So, why are we giving a share about this? So, yeah.
Well, he's rejected with the major changes in the Nusach.
Okay. So, we're making a big deal about this because the very fact that there is a Nusach HaGra is really shocking. Shocking. And I'll tell you why. There were people, I don't know if you heard about them, they're called Hasidim. Okay? And the Hasidim, right, were opposed by the Gra and his ilk, no? And why did the Gra and his group, right? We spoke about this. 1772, there's a Cheren that comes out. 1781, there's a Cheren that comes out. 1797, there's a Cheren that comes out. And what is the basic issue in all these Charamim? Davening. Changing of the Nusach, no? So, we'll read some of them inside. Basically, everything that had to do with davening. This is something that I learned since I became the rabbi of Shul. That people who are otherwise perfectly sane individuals, you get them in Shul, and suddenly they're like walking around with spears. And they're out to get you. No?
About really important things. Too.
About really important things. Right? Like whether there's a vav or no vav.
Yeah.
And they are going to, like, they're going to spear you over this, correct? This, I think, is standard. And it was the issues of davening that were primary in the machlokas between Hasidim and Misnagdim. There were some other issues. We spoke about Sakinim Lutashem, the type of shechita knife that you used. That comes up in a few of the cherims. But the issue that comes up and comes up again and again and again in every cherim against the Hasidim is davening. You are messing up the text of davening. And, of course, this is going to force us to address. So, one second. So, Elijah Kramer Vilna, you're opposed to the Hasidim messing up the text of davening, but you yourself have this, which has, right, Rav Sarai Dabrotsky has around 50 pages of these tiny little minor corrections that the Gra is making in davening. Hello! You're not allowed to mess up the text of davening. That is really, really bad. So let's try to figure out what is going on here. This is the major question that we have to address. And then maybe we'll also talk briefly about Hasidic prayer versus Misnagdic prayer. And we'll try to tell a few jokes as we go along, and then we'll all be happy. Okay, let's go. There is a halachic source. The first source is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is from the Samaches. Talks about how the Arizal didn't recite certain piyutim, etc. Fine. And then he writes as follows. By the way, this Magen Avraham, Omnam, from the end of the first line, HaMinhagim Shenahagu B'Sharshi HaTfilah Ein L'Shanos Mi Minhag Mekomo. The Minhagim that you have in the roots of prayer, you should not change the minhag of your place. Ki yud beis sha'arim bashamayim neged yud beis shvatim. Right? There are 12 heavenly gates that correspond to 12 shvatim. V'choshevet yesh lo sha'u minhag levad. Right? V'choshevet yesh lo sha'u minhag. Each shevet has its own gate. So, if I am from Shevet of Italian Jews, maintain your practice of davening like an Italian. Don't change your minhag. Why? Because there's a shar, there's a gate in heaven that corresponds, and each one has their own nusach. That is what they are quoting. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes. Only those things that are found in the Gemara, which everyone does, and this comes from the Arizal in Shar HaKavanos. I remember a few years ago, actually, Rav Aaron Leib Steinman was in America, and he spoke in Breuers. So when he spoke in Breuers, so he spoke for approximately 3.5 minutes. It took him around 20 minutes to come into it. It was actually a very nice event, very nice Kabbalat Torah. The show was full, right? Were you there? You missed it?
I was upset because of the Mislif.
What?
I was upset because of the
Mislif. So Rabbi Steinman came in and he spoke, and the funny thing that he said, right, is he just said over this Magen Avraham, he said that there are 12 gates in heaven. Each people should maintain their own minhagim. And obviously you speak in Breuers, your mamish preaching to the choir, right? In every sort of way. Because you're saying, maintain your minhagim, and suddenly, you know, they're going to do, I don't know, a miela or something about this. And this is great. That's what Steinman said. Now, the amazing thing is that in Lubavitch tradition, Reb Avram David Lavot, who was the Rebbe's grandfather, wrote a sefer called Shar HaKoilol. Shar HaKoilol is based on the following idea, that there are 12 gates in heaven, and there are 12 nuschos for each shar, for each shevet. But there's also a 13th gate in heaven. That what about if I'm a Jew who doesn't know whether I'm from Shevet Levi or from Shevet Yisachar? How do I daven?
You daven the Sachari.
Right? And that is a continuation of this same idea, that Nusachari is the Shar HaKolol, is the gate that encompasses all other gates. And therefore, if you don't know what to daven, daven Nusachari, and that works. The idea of Nusachari is that the Arizal was a tremendous Mekubal, and the Arizal had secrets in tefillah that he put into the words, and by davening, by saying these words, you are connecting to these higher level secrets that you couldn't access in any other way. Daven the Sachari, and it's all great. That is the approach. Now Chassidim took this idea of the Shar HaKolol, of davening the Sachari, and they said, you know what, we're going to change the accepted nusach. Jews daven nusach Ashkenaz. That was the way they davened. Now, why did they daven nusach Ashkenaz? Because that's the way my father, my grandfather, we always daven nusach Ashkenaz. But comes along the Hasidim and they say, you know what? There are kavanos of the Ari out there. By the way, the word kavana, we'll talk about that in a minute. Kavanos of the Ari. And therefore, what we're going to do is we're going to daven in a way that incorporates all of Ari's kavanos. And therefore, we're going to have to change certain words over here. Remember, a lot of davening, if you go through the Sefer Rokeach, and the Torah quotes some of this in Shulchan Aruch, a lot of davening is based on that this bracha has X number of words corresponding to this bracha has X number of words corresponding to this. The Arizal had his own traditions over here. So you change this word, that word, you're changing a lot of stuff. But why am I doing that? Because it's the Ari, it's Kabbalah, it's heebie-jeebie, gewaldic stuff. It's going to get us into, it's going to allow our tefillos to penetrate areas where they couldn't penetrate beforehand. That's what we're going to do. And therefore the Hasidim came and they said, we are going to change the Nusach HaTefillah. Why? Because Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't give you the Kavanos of the Ari. We'll dive in a Nusach that we call Nusach Sfard that includes the Arizal's Kavanos. So far so good? Now, why the Chazim daven Nusach Sfard for the Arizal's Kavanos? Couldn't you daven Nusach Ashkenaz and just change a word here or there? Nusach Sfard is largely, to a certain extent, it's based on the way Sfaradim daven. why do they daven, right, in a way, like, for example, Nusach Ashkenaz always said, Baruch She'amar before Hodu. Nusach Sfarad is Hoidi Ad Kish. Right? First you say Hodu, then you kiss your tzitzis after. Right? Hoidi Ad Kish. Right? Hodu before Baruch She'amar. Why does Nusach Sfarad, right, do it that way? Well, the Sfaradim do it that way. Okay, pray tell, why is that? Right? Why is it that the Arizal's Kavanas are based on Nusach Sfarad, or based on Sfaradi stuff? So comes along the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, in Siman Tes Vav, and I underline some of this for you. And the Chassam Sofer writes as follows. Okay, let's read some of the underlying parts in this Chassam Sofer. The question of the Chassam Sofer is that someone made an announcement that you're not allowed to daven for the Amud if you're wearing wool when you're davening Nusach Sfarad.
What?
Pull out my hair.
What?
Just read it. I don't know. So the Chassam Sofer basically says, I don't know what you're talking about. That's like the tshuva. But in the course of this tshuva, he gives us a little history of Nusach Sfarad. That's very important. By the way, the Chassam Sofer is an Oberlander, no? What? He's from Frankfurt, but the Minhagim of the Chassam Sofer became Oberland Hungarian Minhagim, largely. Right. So now, Sam Sofer writes, I have no idea who you are. I got your letter. But from your letter, right, this Rav Avram Tzvi Katz, I don't know who you are, the Sam Sofer says, but from your letter it appears that you're a Talmud Chacham. Right, someone basically made an announcement that you can't daven for the Amud when you're wearing wool if you're davening Nusach Sfarad. And the Chassam Sofer says, what are you talking about, basically? Like, this has nothing to do with anything. But he decides to start to talk about Nusach HaTfilah in the middle of this tshuva. And he gives us the whole history. First of all, he says that all the Nuschos, second line in the second paragraph, Kikha Nuschos Shavos, Zu Kazu. Basically, all the Nuschos are pretty much the same. No? There's no real difference. Right? But we follow the people who put tefillos together. Many of them were Nevi'im, and they had great ideas in their mind, and their Kabbalah aspects that are mentioned, etc. Then, when the Arizal came around, when the Arizal came and he fixed the tefillos because he knew the content, Zuck the Chassam Sofer, the Arizal put together his kavanos based on Nusach Sfarad because he was a Sfaradi. Is that true?
His name was
Ashkenazi. Well, that's not such a question. I have a friend whose name is Tsarfati, and he's a Sfaradi, no? Right? V'ilu hu haya Ashkenazi, oz haya nimtza b'Ashkenazim ish... Oh, haya nimtza b'Ashkenazim ish kamohu haya osa ki yotzi b'zeh b'sidr Ashkenazi. Basically, the Chassam Sofer maintains that the Arizal was a Sfaradi. Now, this is not necessarily correct historically. The Arizal may have been an Ashkenazi, that's more likely. So how come it's in... How come he did Nusach Sfarad? The answer is his main Talmud is Reb Chaim Vital, who was a Sfaradi, and Arizal revealed the Kavanos of Tefillah to Reb Chaim Vital based on the way he davened, which is according to the Sfaradi rite. Fine. He lived in Tzfat, which at that point was a somewhat mixed community, although the Beis Yosef Paskin Lahalacha, that since the Sfaradim were the majority, the Ashkenazim had to become Sfaradim. That was basically what's going on. Now, as a matter of Halacha, the Poskim discuss, is a person allowed to change from the Nusach Ashkenaz to the Nusach Sfarad, the Nusach Sfarad to the Nusach Ashkenaz, back and forth. Basically, we assume that you shouldn't change at all. Although, there is a little bit of a historical issue here. Many poskim in the Ashkenaz model They say, one second, Nusach Ashkenaz was the real Nusach. Nusach Sfar changed. So if you daven Nusach Sfar and you want to change back to Ashkenaz, you could do that. Rav Moshe Feinstein has that. Nachsam Seifer has that. Because Ashkenaz is the original. Sfar, that's Johnny come lately. So therefore, I could change from Sfar to Ashkenaz. The Minchas a loser, however, well, the Minkacher, right? Minkacher is famous for the verb of Kamsa Bar Kamsa Chorv Yerushalayim. The Kamsa is Rosh Tevis for Kamyanistim, Mizrachistim, Tzionistim, and Agudistim. Right? That's his famous. That's his famous idea. Terrible part. But that's what the Minchas Loser is famous for. There's a video on YouTube. You could see him. He's like smoke coming out of everywhere. It's amazing. So now, the Chassam Sofer in this tshuva, by the way, says that the Kavanos of the Arizal were not done by most people. And most people should not change the Nusach, certainly. Nusach Ashkenaz is the real Nusach. My Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, when he would daven privately, he would daven Nusach Sfarad, or Nusach Ari. But when he would daven for the Amud, he would daven Nusach Ashkenaz. And people didn't realize what they were doing, and after they died, everyone continued down Nusach Ashkenaz, because that's the real Nusach, says the Chassam Sofer, that's the original Nusach. The Minchas HaLoser, though, takes the approach, based on what we were saying, this Shar HaKolol idea, this idea that there's a 13th gate that encompasses everything, and that is why Nusach Ari is the better Nusach, they say.
Okay.
So far, so good. Now, let's go back. So Nusach Ashkenaz is the real Nusach. Nusach Sfarad was a change to accommodate Kavanos HaLari, and it was done into the Sfarad text because either Reb Chaim Vital or the Arizal himself is a Sfaradi, whatever it was done. Now it happens that the Nusach Sfarad that we have, any of you daven Nusach Sfarad, by the way? Okay.
My late husband did.
Your late husband, right, that's why he davened in the Shtibel.
That's why he davened in Matzah
Ketor. That's right. So, I mean, Nusach Sfarad happens to be a really bad Nusach. In the sense of it's very verbose. Vahale, Arucha Umarpe Luchol Tacholeno Chomachovenu Rapur Shalem Luchol Makoseno. Right? That's saying the same thing, right? Like if you would write a sentence like that, your composition teacher in 10th grade would take a red pen and chop off half of the sentence. No? And a lot of Nusach Sfarad is like that. How did this happen? The answer is, okay, that there are people out there in the world who are evil, and they are called printers. And printers wanted to print. This is a point that's made by, there's a very good article by Rav Meir Maidan in the journal Tagim that came out like 30 years ago. It's Tagim volumes 5 and 6. Basically, the printers wanted to print one text that could be used for everybody. So what they did is that they would say, they'd write like very briefly at the beginning, those things in parentheses in the Nusach Ashkenaz, the things in brackets in the Nusach Sfarad. So it would say, Halei, before Shleim Lechol Makusim, that's Nusach Ashkenaz, right? V'Halei, Arucha Mape Lechol Tachalo Enu, that's Nusach Sfarad. But one would be in brackets, one would be in parentheses. And then people are like sitting there and they're getting all confused. You see, brackets, parentheses, what do I say, what don't I say? Say the whole thing, no? So they end up, Arucha, Mapes, Mefuah, Shalema, blah, 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 right? You end up with these sentences that sound like German, right? They go on forever. So the basic idea, right? You know Mark Twain's essay, right? The basic idea is that the printers, when they put out Nusach Sfarad Sidurim, they made millions and millions and millions of mistakes. And they did this in part because they just wanted to save money, that the Siddur should be both Nusach Ashkenaz for the traditional and Nusach Sfarad for those who want to incorporate some of the Arizal's thought. And they want to sell one book, so we'll put everything in there. Comes along the Alter Rebbe, and we'll probably talk about the Alter Rebbe in Ratz Hashem next week. Comes along the Alter Rebbe of Chabad, and he put together his own Nusach Ari that basically removed all of the additional verbiosity in the Nusach Sfarad that existed. And it's a good, readable Nusach. It seems, by the way, that Rav Soloveitchik davened Nusach Ari. A lot of the Rav's corrections in davening just fit in with what you have in the Lubavitcher Seder. My father pointed out to me when I was talking to him today, like we have at home actually a Nusach Ari Seder that was printed in Vilna, 1900. Now you should know that you were not allowed to print Nusach Ari Seder in Vilna, and the first Nusach Ari Seder ever printed in Vilna by the press of the Achim and Alman Aram was in 1900. And it's called the Siddur Shnei HaMa'oros, and it is Shnei HaMa'oros is Shnei Or, two lights, that's Shnei Or Zalman of Ladi. Right, so it's the first Lubavitcher Siddur printed in Vilna, 1900. That's a Siddur that my grandfather had for some reason. My grandfather David Nusachari, that's where I get it from. That's a Siddur that my grandfather, Lav Shalom, had. That Siddur is really bad. That Siddur is really bad, the assumption is, because the printers in Vilna wanted to sabotage the Lubavitcher Siddur and totally mess it up. So they printed stuff like this is on the top line, this is on the bottom line. Like, where it's mommy, it's terrible. It is a terribly printed Siddur. I think my grandfather probably got it cheap. That's why he used it. That's my guess. But so that's the history of some of the printing of these Siddurim. So again, as a matter of halacha, you shouldn't change. Machlokes haposkim, are you allowed to change from Sfarad to Ashkenaz, from Ashkenaz to Sfarad? It's probably best that if you have a practice not to change. If you have a practice, a defined practice in your family, don't change. If you don't have a defined practice in your family, so then we assume today that Nusach Ashkenaz and the Nusach Sfarad are both good Nuschos. It's not like it's a new real thing. But let's go back. Back into the 18th century, when the Hasidim are beginning to assert themselves. So what happens? So what happens is that they're charomim back and forth. And this is a charom printed, it's in Volensky's book on page, volume 1, page 138. There's a charom from Krakow. But I just picked this one because there's a lot of interesting ideas about what the what was wrong with Hasidic prayer that come up in this chayim. V'hine ata b'avonosin harabim kadu chadoshim mikarov ba'u u'beis ha-talmud ikvosam lo no de'u. Hey, who wants to translate those words? There are new people who came. U'beis ha-talmud ikvosam lo no de'u. Ikvosam means their heels don't know the beis ha-talmud. They don't know the place where you learn Gemara. Okay, this is an attack on Hasidim that they are not learning Gemara in the traditional way. Or they are learning less Gemara than they should. Right? These people are anashim tzi'irim liyamim. They're young whippersnappers, basically. Milu es libam livnos bamos la'atzmam. And they are trying to build bamos. They're building altars for themselves. Meaning, they're establishing their own places of prayer. L'shanos nuscha'os yishanim la'asos agudos v'hispaleo. They are changing the texts, and they are making their own groups to daven. Vehema yabio atak, and they speak falsehood. Yanil tenuos shonos, they make weird movements. One of the attacks on Hasidim is that they davened in weird demonstrative ways. If you ever davened in the Karliner based medrash, you know what this, to a certain extent what this is. First of all, the Karliners, they scream when they daven. No? What?
It's the Stalin.
Stalin. Karlin Stalin is the two towns, right? This Pinsk Karlin was, and, right? Pinsk was a Litvish town originally that was conquered by the Hasidim, no? Reb Levi Yitzchak Berditchev was the Rav of Pinsk. The Gra signed a cherem to remove Reb Levi Yitzchak as the Rav of Pinsk. No? Hey, by the way, if you think that this machlokes, right, is the machlokes between the good guys and the bad guys, think about who is fighting whom. Right? They're both kedoshim, no? It's Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev is being attacked by the Gra. Right? He was removed from the rabbinate because he wasn't orthodox enough. Right? Again?
Something's never changed.
Yes, so that's a very interesting... fine. So basically, they are insulted. They do weird stuff when they daven. And they... Ubas mal kevoda yivzuha vayomru hamelech dvarada latara latuuda shaloha talmud ikar. And then they are insulting the king by saying that Gemara is not Iker, rather davening is Iker. This is a very important theological or philosophical point that they are making. Chasidim! You guys are changing the traditional structure of Judaism. Traditionally, Talmud Torah, A1. And Talmud Torah, Kenegah Kulam. Tefillah, right, is Chaye Olam Hazeh. Tefillah is for this world. Hasidim, you're changing the structure, and that's why they attack them. And they also attack them because Yarichu b'tfilosim amud ha-shemesh b'chatzi ha-shamayim. They daven very long. There's a Litvisher Yiddish expression that lange tfilis is a mius regilis. Davening long is mius. What does that expression mean? That means chasidim, you daven too long. Daven like a litvak, a misnagin, nice and short, right? Chick, chack, boom, we're done. No? Yisod ha-Torah v'atfilah she-yosu v'seh makdoshim himi yaharsu ki yaharsu el ha-kodesh la-alos b'msilos ha-she-inam slulos. They are trying to go up on paths that are not paved. Basically, the attack is as follows. They're making their own places of davening. They are davening a different nusach. They are changing the structure. Instead of Torah being number one, tefillah is number one for Hasidim, right? And they are trying to popularize Kabbalah. Beneath the surface over here, and this is a point that Nadler makes in his book, The Faith of the Misnagdim, he has a whole chapter about misnagdic prayer. Beneath the surface is the fact that, whoa. Why did the Goyin and everybody, what were they upset about with this new Nusach Sfarad Bet? The Goyin has a sitter over here, Benigla Ubenister. He has a sitter with all these Kabbalah ideas. So, why is Nusach Sfarad different? The answer is what the Chassam Sofer says in his Tshuva. That among Litvaks, there were people who davened the Kabbalistic way with all of these kavanos. By the way, the word kavana means different things, no? Kavana means I pay attention when I daven, but kavanos of the Ari means that I assume that my words are mechuvan and they go up and they make great impacts and change the world. There's a cosmic change that takes place. If I say the right words, I'm using the right keys to unlock storage houses of blessing in the heavens that will come down. Yes. Yes. Huh?
Isn't that a little grandiose?
Yeah, but that's what it is. By the way, this is traditional Litvisha Misnagdisha prayer. Read the second chapter of Nefesh HaChayim. Right? There is cosmic significance to every word that I am saying. There is Kabbalah. I am throwing the Zohars around and I am saying, when I pray this way, don't think, by the way, don't think that prayer is just for your personal needs. No, siree. When you pray, you are doing great stuff. You are changing the world. You're keeping the world going. Now, that is traditional misnagdic prayer. So how is that different than what the Hasidim are trying to do with their Nusach Ari?
They say that this business about all this magical effects and stuff that's going
to happen,
does this apply if only the great guys do it, or just the regular guys? Does the prayers of the women that calm down,
of course,
does that affect the cosmos like that too?
100%. Problem. But this is precisely the difference between the Hasidim and the Misnagdim.
Yeah.
Misnagdim felt, of course prayer can unlock great things. But only when the Tzaddikim, the Kedoshim, the great holy Hanshals, when they daven, right, the Nusach Ari, not everyone would daven Nusach Ari. And this Siddur of the Gra was not meant for publication. Right? The Reb Nosson Adlers, all of the Litvaks who are davening Nusach Ari, are doing it on their own because they are mekubalim. They have a different... The average Joe should daven for needs. The Tzaddikim are davening, right, for cosmic significance. But comes along the Hasidim. The Hasidim popularize it. They say everyone is going to daven Nusach Ari. So suddenly the Vilna Gaon begins to jump up and down and spit wood and nickels. He says, right, lo ye osa kein bim komenu. That's not the way we do stuff. But we don't have every single Moshe Yankel and Shmerel and Sarit and Sprinson, whatever, davening according to the holy kavanas of the Arizal. That you can't do. And the Nefesh HaChaim writes, he says, you don't understand it. What the heck are you doing it for? Right? Then that's the Nefesh HaChaim's approach. Nefesh HaChaim says, you're not going to chap. You're not going to understand all the kavanas. So why are you doing it? So the opposition is about popularization. That's point one. But point two is that there's a different type of prayer in the Ari Rite that is the Misnagdic version and the Hasidic version. Let's explain. There's a point also that Nadler makes. What? He was? Are you serious? I didn't know that. Alan Nadler. He's in McGill. He's from Montreal. He's from McGill University, yeah. Interesting. You see, there are three types of prayer. There's petitionary prayer, which is I ask Hashem for what I need. There is Kabbalistic prayer, which is cosmic in significance, where I'm trying to unlock all of the great things in heaven. And Hasidic prayer is about Dveikus. Hasidic prayer, and everyone and their uncle who writes about Hasidic prayer, there's a great article actually by Dr. Lamb in the Samuel Mirsky Memorial Volume, where he describes Hasidic prayer versus Misnagdic prayer in these terms also. Hasidic prayer is about achieving a certain mystical union with Shekhinah. In other words, Hasidim believe that when we daven, we are connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which everyone agrees. But the Hasidim made a big deal about it, and they started davening very, very long. And they said the way you make these connections, even if you don't understand what you're doing, you say the right words, and that achieves the connection. And the connection is the main thing, and therefore Zmanei HaTfilah don't really matter as much, because the idea is I'm connecting to God, and if I'm doing it at 9:29 instead of at 9:28, it doesn't really matter so much, because what really matters is the connection to God that's achieved. And now the Gra is going berserk. Because the Gra is saying, whoa! Right? That's not, it might be based on the same kavanas of the Ari that I am using, or the Gra actually is not completely into kavanas. The Gra felt that the Ari is not on a higher rung than other Mekubalim. This is a big machlekes also, but that's already advanced Gra studies. But the Gra says, what are you doing? You are using tefillah to connect to Hashem. That's your dveikus? Dveikus doesn't come from prayer. Dveikus comes from studying Torah. I connect to God when I open a Shulchan Aruch, when I open a Gemara. What?
So what do women do?
Women study Torah, and they connect to God that way. When you open Torah, you are studying the wisdom of Hashem, and that is Dveikus. Dveikus, clinging to God, the mitzvah l'davka bo, is through Torah. That's what Nefesh HaChaim is about. All of Nefesh HaChaim leads up to this idea. Don't think you're clinging to God through prayer. No, sir. Clinging to God is through Torah. Now, there's also a certain philosophical dimension over here that in Misnagdic thought, Torah is l'mayla min ha'atzilus. There are 10 spheros in Kabbalah. And there are 4 olamos. I think we're all too young to understand this, including me. Actually, I'm not officially. I'm 40 now, but I still don't understand it, which is just because I don't learn. But the fact is that there is 3 higher spheres of Chochmah, Bina, and Das, and there's Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Yisod, Malchus, 7 lower spheres, right? And there are different worlds of emanations of God's presence called Abiyah, Atzilus, Bri, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. Atzilus is the highest. That's God's essence, as it were. Right? The specific emanation from God's essence. That's the Olam of Atzilus. Torah, in the Misnagdic thought, is L'mailam in Atzilus. Torah is God's essence. In Hasidic thought, Torah is not God's essence. Torah is one of the emanations of God, the same as everything else is an emanation of God. Again, this is also a point that Dr. Lamb makes, but I think this is already a bit too abstract. Let's look just on the source sheet, one or two applications of this. Tzavos HaRivash. The first two Hasidic books that came out, the Tos of Yaakov Yosef and the Tzavos HaRivash. Tzavos HaRivash says, HaNeshama Amr LaHarav. The soul, the Neshama, spoke to the Besh, to the Baal Shem Tov, and said, Shemash Zachash in the Skala Elov Hadvarim HaOyonim. This that the Baal Shem Tov was Zocha, merited, that the great upper ideas were revealed to him. Lomat Neshalomad Harbe. Mishasu Poskim Harbe. It's not because he learned a lot from Shas and Poskim. Rak Mishum Tfila Shayim Mispalo Tomid Bekavona Gedola. Umishum Zocha Lamaila Oyona. This is classic Hasidus, huh? It's fighting words. In other words, I am attaining great stuff not because I learn, but because I daven. And now you see why the Hasidim, right, are looked at by the Misnagdim, by the Grand Group, and they say, what are you doing? You are trying to attain the heights of Judaism basically without putting in intellectual effort? That's kutzitz netios. They use these words. It's like chopping down the trees. Right? This is really, really, really bad. This is part of the machlokas between the Hasidim and Misnagdim. So let's just take it back to the Gra. How did the Gra come up with his own nusach? Isn't changing the nusach the fundamental issue that's a problem? So a few things. First of all, the Gra wasn't changing the nusach. The Gra's nusach, and in the introductions here to the first Siddur HaGra, in the introduction that's written by Reb Bezalel of Vilna, right, he basically writes that the Gra's nusach is for the Mekubalim who want all the Kabbalistic incantations in Nusach Ashkenaz. That's what this is. So it's not meant for the average person. Point one. Point two, and I think this is actually where Reb Dov Landau in his book The Gra might be a little bit wrong. I think this is the correct answer. The Gra's nusach was not intended to be davened by the average Joe, Jim, Jill, Harry, and Svetlana. Right? The goal of Nusach HaGra is mekubalim. Point one. Point two. But the argument that Dov Landau makes, and there was an article by Reb David Kamenetsky. Reb David Kamenetsky is Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky from Philadelphia's son. He wrote an article in Yeshurun a few years ago about this point, is that Nusach HaGra is not a change. It's a throwback to the original Nusach. It's a throwback to the Nusach from the Gemara, throwback to the Nusach Ashkenaz from down the street, or from... Actually, the Frankfurt on Main is very different than the rest of Nusach Ashkenaz. That's the amazing thing. Like, if you're so into keeping Minhagim, one could argue that you shouldn't say B'yismucho b'cha Yisrael ohave shmecha, which is probably a change. Right? Or you shouldn't say, they say Pores or Ha-Pores? I think they say Pores. Right? There's lots of these little different words. Again, it's very important to maintain your Minhagim. Right? The argument of, okay, we're going to change. So you could change to incorporate Arizal, because that's in a different realm, etc. That's what the Hasidim are doing. But the Gra is saying, okay, I'm going to make changes. My changes are going to be to go back to the more authentic, original texts. And in a few places where the Gra makes changes, that's precisely what he's doing. Or in most of the cases, right? And in this list that Reb Sarayah Deblitzki has, and in Reb David Kamenetsky's article, when they go through the changes of the Gra, basically they show you, you know what, the Gra's making changes, but those changes are just to go back to Nusach Ashkenaz HaMakori, so it's not really a change. That's basically the point to make regarding the Gra. There is... there is a lot of discussion about... I give you here tshuva the Noda B'Yehuda. Let's just do this last Noda B'Yehuda for a second. I'll take the actual question. Noda B'Yehuda has a tshuva about whether you should say L'shem Yichud before you daven. No? Mashem Yichud, do you, when you're davening, we're doing it in order to be miyachi, to unify God, whatever that means. But in Hasidic practice, they say Lashem Yichud. Now, so the Noidi Behuda writes, Aharviyas Asher Shabbat Nusach Lashem Yichud, Asher Chadoshim Mikom Nispashe Ben Nidpas Besidurim. This thing you're asking about Lashem Yichud that recently has been published in the Sidurim. Hinei Bazan Imeshiv, Achata Shalini Nusach Amirato, Yose Roy Lisho Im Ne Im Nomar Ki Tov Bamiraso. Why are you asking me what the text of the Lashem Yichud is? Ask me whether you should say it at all. L'dayti zera'a chola b'doreinu. It's a really bad thing. Right? It's like an illness. V'ador shalof nezmaneinu shalo yodem minus ozev lo amaruhu v'ayu amein kwa yimein b'toru v'mitzis hakoa pi ator v'api aposkan shedivim nobim mekar mayim chayim yamatomen aleihem nemar tomes yishorim tanchem v'heim heim asher asu pri lamala v'godol me'al shamayim chastot. Previous generations didn't say Lashem Yichud, and their mitzvos went all the way up. Aval b'dor reinu hazeh ki ozeres teres Hashem v'kar mayim chayim. Shnei HaTalmud and Bavli Rishalmi. This, by the way, is not a veiled attack on Hasidim. This is like a direct attack on Hasidim. In this generation, that they are leaving the source of Torah, and they are leaving Bavli Rishalmi, lachsov lahem boros nishbarim, umisnasim barum levavam, and they are elevating themselves with their arrogance. Ko echad omer, anochi harel eh. Each person says, it's for me that the world is existing. In other words, if I accept the popularization of Kabbalah's Ha'ari, so each guy, each Yankel Shmerel and Sarah Mushka is sitting in shul and she's davening and he's davening and they think the world is existing because of me, because I'm saying the right words and that changes everything, right? Elohim achrive hadar. These people are destroying the generation. Valador ha yosam haza ani omer yisharim darche Hashem tzadikim yelchubam v'chasidim yikashlubam. Who knows what the pasuk really says? Rishaim. No. The night of Yehuda is pulling a not so veiled reference. The pasuk says ki yisharim darche Hashem. God's ways are straight. Tzadikim Yehubam, Tzadikim follow, and Rishaim stumble. Yeah. But comes on another Yehuda in this tshuva, and he says, right, Tzadikim Yehubam, Vachasidim Yikashlubam. So they had a tiny to Nadi Behuda. When the printer wanted to print the Nadi Behuda, he decided to change the text from Chasidim back to Rishaim. So Nadi Behuda apparently responded. He says, whoa, 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 whoa. What you're doing is very wrong. At least I took the Rishaim and made them into Chasidim. You're taking Chasidim, you're making them into Rishaim. Right? That's in the Nadi Behuda biography. Right? That's the official story. But the Nadi Behuda basically is saying, don't say the Lashem Yichuds. Right? Don't say the Lashem Yichuds because, again, Kavana doesn't mean that we are intending that it goes up to a certain place and makes all these great changes. Kavana means I pay attention to the words. In true misnagdic fashion, Nefesh HaChaim says Kavana means the words. Right? Put the words in front of your eyes. Concentrate on just those words when you daven. And right? that's what the Nefesh HaChaim says, and Nodi Behuda agrees similarly. There is a question as to whether the Gra himself said Lashem Yichud. If you look in, there is Reb Mendel of Shklov, published the Haggadah of the Gra. Reb Mendel of Shklov is like one of the official students of the Gra. In that Haggadah, he has Lashem Yichud. Lashem Yichud from the Gra? How could that be? Right? So, it's really not such a problem, though. Because if Noid Yehuda's problem is the popularization of it, so for the Gra, who really is a Kadosh Aliyah, I'm saying Lashem Yichud, and recognizing that what he's doing is fixing all of the world, that actually makes sense. Again, if you look in Elyach's book on page 277, he deals with the question as to whether the Gra said Lashem Yichud. There are Lashem Yichuds in the Ksav Yad of the Siddur of the Gra. Whatever it's worth, it's interesting. Okay, so basically, Nusach HaGra is totally not Inusach. Nusach HaGra. What? It's either a restoration of the ancient Nusach, which is basically like saying I'm going to daven like the Nusach of Reb Shapsi HaSofer, right? I may as well go to some throwback Ashkenaz Nusach, which they're printing now, right? You could do that, right? People who say, I daven Nusach HaGra, they're really making a mistake, because they don't daven Nusach HaGra. And I would contend, by the way, the Gra didn't daven Nusach HaGra. Or, even if the Gra did daven Nusach HaGra, when he davened for the Omer, he didn't daven Nusach HaGra, certainly. Right? The Gra himself may have davened this way because, right, he felt it's the throwback, it's the original thing, it's proper Alpi Kabbalah, also got it. But that was for personal Gra use. For average people, that is not the Nusach to daven. Nusach HaGra isn't a full-fledged Nusach, but it's interesting nonetheless. And Dasha, you had a comment?
I just want to, Masirah, he was against the introduction of the Mizmorim, the Tehillim, that they would say, the Mashiach HaGas was the love in the morning.
Right, so the Masirah is opposed, in the Mizmashiach HaNukas HaBayis, before Baruch Sha'amar, he was opposed to. In the very early Nusach Ashkenaz Sederim, it does not appear. It's also, Rav Salveitchik explained, because in Baruch Sha'amar, we say, B'shirei David Avdecha Nehalocha, etc., that we're going to praise you with the songs of David. And it's improper to say any songs of David without a matir beforehand, without a Baruch Sha'amar, without a bracha beforehand, that permits me to praise God. What's my heter to praise God? How can mortal man, who is going to be dead and buried pretty soon, right? How can mortal man praise the infinite God? It makes no sense. The answer is, we have a matir of a Baruch Sha'amar that came down on the paper from Shemayim, whatever the story is about Baruch Sha'amar, like the Chai Adam quotes, right? So the fact is, that's our matir. But I can't do that praising until after I said Baruch Sha'amar. That's where Rav Salveitchik understood the practice of the Gra, not to say Mizmashir. We don't know how Mizmashir crept into Nusach Polan. Right? Nusach Polan has Mizmashir before Baruch Sha'amar. In Breyers, they say Mizmashir before? No. Right? Breyers doesn't, because the original Nusach Ashkenaz, Western European Nusach, didn't say it. Now, there are also other issues that we didn't discuss tonight, which is that the Western European Siddurim were corrupted by certain people who were Medaktikim. There were Reb Zalman Henna and Isaac Satinov and Reb Wolf Heidenheim who took a pen and they made corrections in the Siddur because it didn't fit in grammatically. But they were changing the original Siddur. And a lot of the stuff in Nusach Ashkenaz that is currently done, not even in the Redelheims, which are based on Reb Wolf Heidenheim, B'Sifrei Rava, right? So basically don't... Reb Wolf Heidenheim in his Siddurim, he made corrections on his own. Reb Zalman Henna was a great medactic. He also made corrections on his own. The funny thing, which I have to wrap my mind around, is the Gra hated Reb Zalman Henna. He felt that like Reb Zalman Henna stuff was like totally wrong. The Alter Rebbe, in his Siddur, does all the shvanas according to Reb Zalman Henna. No? Mm-hmm. Reb Zalman Henna had a Sefer Tzohar Lateva. He invented the idea of a Tenua Kala. You know, there's Tenua Gedolas and Tenua Katanas, and there's this middle thing, Tenua Kala, which Reb Wolf Heidenheim said about a Tenua Kala v'chashuda. Whatever. That would take too long to go into the Diktuk. For some reason, the Alter Rebbe paskind in Diktuk, like Reb Zalman Henna. The Gra basically completely rejected Reb Zalman Henna, with the exception of for Reb Zalman Henna's approach to Trup. If Reb Zalman Henna knew Trup. This is already Diktuk, that's like, in terms of the boring studies in Judaism, Piyut and Diktuk are up there. Thank you for listening.